Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. 219. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Welcome to 219 to talk. Listen, Daddy the Barber just stepped out right now. But guess what? He will be right back. Let's see who we got on the line. It looks like we got Trainer Ray is in the building. What's going on, Trainer Ray?
What's up? What's up? This Trainer Ray down in the dirty silk welcoming everybody to 219 to talk today. What's going on in the dirty Houston, Texas?
Man, dirty. I'm just playing. It's hot. It's hot as fish grease out of here. Oh, my God.
I already knew it.
Listen, I went outside with a good attitude and came back with an attitude all by itself. Didn't know what to do with myself. All right, what's going on, LB and Mary B? What's going down in San Antone?
Man, out here.
Just out here. We just out here.
It's hot. Make sure y'all get up on the phone and so we can hear you. Make sure you got it at a good distance so we can hear you clearly, because we want to hear what's going down. Listen, we want to welcome everybody to 219.
I just
want to
make sure y'all can hear us good.
Oh, yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now? No, listen. Okay. All right. Listen, so welcome to 219 The Talk, where we talk about real issues, real things that's going on in the world. Listen, I just saw, I'm going to just dive on into it. I don't know if y'all saw this post on Facebook where this lady said they're about to shut down Alabama because the KKK say they're coming in town and they're killing every black person they see. I don't know if the post is real. But they was walking out of the jobs and they were shutting stuff down. What do y'all think about this, man? The KKK. Listen, I knew it. Listen, if it's true, I knew something was gonna try to rear its head. Come on, Ray, talk about it. What you think about it?
Well, me personally, you know, people don't realize all this racism and everything that's going on with the police officers and killing the blacks. Eventually, it's going to cause a race war. It's going to cause a race war because blacks aren't standing. They're not standing for that no more. You know what I'm saying? They like, look, we ain't going no more. So for them to be talking about coming in Alabama doing something, I can't say they won't do it. I don't think they got the balls to do it.
Yeah, I listen. This is what I'm going to say. Go ahead, Mary B. I'm going to let you say something, Mary B and LB. And then I'm gonna give a synopsis of what I think.
Well, first of all, they do that tactic often. That's not unheard of. I did see it also, but they do that tactic often. Those are the type of things they're doing, and it's also making them angrier because all the Confederate statues that are going down.
Yeah.
But right.
It's just a scare tactic that they use all the time. So I would say everybody should just be prepared if you're going to be out.
Well, first of all, this is what I'm going to say. You want to say something, LB? Because I'm telling you, I'm about to listen.
You go ahead and get into it. Because what I say may not be appropriate for the air.
Well, I'm going to say it like this. This ain't 1925. KKK can roll in, but I promise you they gonna get rolled out. You can't get listen. This ain't back in the slavery day where we got to go cause mouse was saying they burning crosses on yards and stuff. Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. You can't KKK come to town. Don't mean listen.
Hey, wait a minute.
Ain't nobody worried about no KKK. You
what
the KKK. better be worried about what's going to happen to them. Now, y'all know I'm a preacher. I'm just but I keep it real.
Wait a minute.
KKK, you know the video you showed. KKK coming into town.
Oh, yeah.
Mean that all the black folk in their house saying, okay, get your guns. That's all they saying. They ain't worried about, like I say, this ain't the same days we were, that our ancestors and folks, you know, where we didn't have no rights and stuff,
Let me explain something to y'all. This, by the way,
oh, J.D. the Barber.
J.D. the Barber. I'm back in from outside, y'all. It's Juneteenth weekend, and I've been outside playing with my barbecue pit. I got me some good smoked beef ribs on there, some pork steaks, and some chicken breast going on right now. So I had to step out there and attend to that. I can't play no games with my food. But anyway, this ain't for play. But anyway, let me just say something about this KKK thing. I come from Houston, Texas, born in Louisiana, but I was raised right here in Houston, Texas. There is a Ku Klux Klan headquarters right here in Pasadena, Texas, which is a small suburb right outside of Houston. There is a headquarters that has been there for many years. In 1986, I will never forget, I was playing high school football for Jesse Jones High School right here in Houston, Texas. And we played a school called Pasadena Dope High School.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the field. I think Pasadena had 3 black guys on their entire team.
Right.
This is in 1986, not 1966, 1986.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we on the football field in the illustrious Astrodome in the Texas High School playoffs. We look up in the stands when we come running out of the tunnel to emerge onto the football field to play in the field of battle, as we call it. We look up in the stands, and there is the entire Ku Klux Klan in full garb with the Grand Wizard in all red.
Wow.
In the stands in the Houston, Texas, in the Astrodome in the high school playoffs. The entire Klan is in the stands on Pasadena side. Needless to say, we were from the hood. We gave them the whole hood. We whooped Pasadena Dover sideways that night. They had a quarterback that went on to, I don't know where, he probably in the NFL, probably ended up in the NFL anyway. But that night was his last high school football game because he got knocked out of the game messing around with them boys from South Park, Texas. And we went on to play into the regional playoffs that 2 weeks later. We actually won 2 more games after that. That's the 1986 Jones Falcons. Yeah, but anyway, the Ku Klux Klan is nothing new to the southern region. We have endured all of their foolishness, but the thing about it is we are not our ancestors. We are not our grandparents. We are armed, ready, and cocked back. Come on with it. Yeah, we come on with it right now.
I was talking to.
Baby, I go to Academy and ammo dump, too. I go to the ammo dump, Carter Country.
I was
just
talking
like
to my
do.
Kids as part of this generation right now.
Right,
so thank
right.
you, baby, for your ammo information.
Right, there you go.
I was talking to my kids about it. You know, our children, their generation is not the millennials. Man, they not all that scared and ooh, hide your kids, hide your wife, the KKK coming. Not this generation. This generation might have some issues, but holding their peace and
ain't
letting people
them.
Run them over ain't one of them.
Ain't one of them. That's
so
the
it's like we're in a – that don't hold as much weight as it did back in the day. What is that movie? Was it Rosewood?
Yeah, Rosewood.
Rosewood,
yeah.
You know, where
yeah.
they had to sneak the mama out in the box.
Well, in the immortal words of Rosewood, Big Baby gonna shoot.
Big Baby
gonna give me a gun. Big Baby gonna shoot. What Big Baby gonna do? Big Baby gonna shoot.
Well, as you can see, we get live right here on 219 The Talk. Trina Ray, you got something else you want to say on this topic? Because, you know, it is Juneteenth, you understand me? And we need to just go ahead. We need to say what we need to say.
I got something I want to say.
Well, you know, right here, I know it's going to be right here close to me, you know, with all that foolishness, but the whole thing they're trying to do now, because they come across that line. For one, these youngsters ain't playing no more, so they're going to mess up and get what they're looking for. And
right.
I ain't going to sit around and let them do nothing to me anyway, so they can come on through here if they want to. I'm with it. Whatever they want to do, I can do it.
Right. Right. Well, hey, look, My whole thing is this.
They talking about coming through Alabama? Last time I checked Birmingham, they nowhere to play with. Last time I checked, I think Birmingham on first foot rate about every week.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? So Birmingham ain't nothing to play with. I'm scared to go to Birmingham. So if they try to roll through there in Birmingham like that, hey, it's the same we said in Chicago. It said, hey, they ain't stopping some guns, but they made yours.
Hey, man.
Question is, are they coming in on horse?
Well, this is the thing. They going to kill them and the horse. That's what I know. If it was me, let me tell you something.
Where they order they mask?
It don't matter. They going to have a grand opening. They going to have a grand opening and a grand closing in the same damn moment.
You know what I just thought about?
What's that?
Django.
Yes.
That was hilarious.
Who is that nigga?
Okay,
man.
One thing for sure, they ain't finna go nowhere with a bunch of blacks at anyway. They probably gonna go to one of them towns.
Exactly.
They hardly got nobody there. They got a few blacks that they can run off with. But them towns like Birmingham and all that, they ain't finna mess with them boys. Them boys in Birmingham
crazy
for real.
I really think it's a hoax. To be honest with you, I don't think that's a real.
I
agree with you. I've been to Alabama, Ray. I've been to quite a few towns. And Birmingham is not the city they want to make their strike in.
No.
If they got plans to do something to some black folks in Alabama, Birmingham ain't where they want to start, because that's where it's going to end. I promise
you.
Them Negroes in Birmingham, Alabama, are something to be dealt with, baby.
For real.
Let me tell you.
For real.
They ain't playing no game.
Not
at all.
Birmingham
is not playing.
For real.
For real.
Yeah.
Who is that? Go ahead.
I think that was
you. Right, that was you. Go ahead.
That wasn't me.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I was thinking about where I was raised in Atlanta, Texas. You know, Atlanta, Texas, right there by Louisiana, right there by Arkansas.
Yeah, right there in Antonio.
Right over in Antonio.
Yeah, by the
And I already know that my relatives down that way packing guns. And they on pickup trucks and motorcycles and baby a cowboy boots. You ain't about to roll up in nobody's house. You ain't about to.
You got some of the boys down there in Atlanta that'll shoot a tick off a rat behind. Them boys just shoot a tick off the rat thing. And you think they gonna let them white folks come through there and have a fool with them? They be out there barbecuing. It'll be some crosses burning in them yards, but it'll be somebody on them. On them crosses. They ain't playing no.
Hey, I tell people all the time, I'll shoot a gnat off a fly's tail. You keep playing with me. I'm with it.
Oh, there it is. There you go.
I shoot a gnat off a fly's tail.
So I feel like it's going to be, if they do try to do something, they really just going to be passing through.
Yeah.
I think you can get crunk enough to say what you gonna do.
Right.
You know, everybody is sitting around talking about what they gonna do.
You mess with a black man and
think you just gonna roll in.
Right about now too?
Yeah, right now.
What just happened?
Oh, please.
Do you understand?
Not at all. They gonna shoot the door hinges, everything off the house coming up out of there. But look here.
Let me tell
y'all something. Let Mary B. I know you probably heard this today, baby. Look here. Did y'all hear this idiot that we have in the White House, what he said today? Did y'all hear what the clown said today?
What did he say, huh?
This idiot said that because of him, June 19th is prominent now. He has made it a significant holiday because he talked, because he was going to have his rally on the 19th. And because he was going to have his rally, uproar was so much that it made June 19th significant again. Like, we want to celebrate June 19th until now. Now we want to celebrate it. That's what this buffoon. Look, it's like this boy said, that's what that orange hair orangutan had nerve enough to say today. I don't know who in the hell is writing this speech.
Okay.
That's all I don't know. I'm done. Go ahead. Y'all had a flow.
He know if he had to come down there with that little rally, the boy was going to tear it up down there talking about some June thing. He's playing games.
They gonna flip Tulsa ass upside down down there in Tulsa, Oklahoma. They got some I wish a nigga would in their spirit down there in Tulsa. I promise.
All the time.
I wish Trump would come down there on the 19th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's gonna get his head busted to white meat.
And for those that are listening, we're not threatening the president. We're not doing anything over sport. We're just letting you know that this is not 1925. Okay. And let's move on.
Thank you for that disclaimer.
Yeah, I had to put that disclaimer out
there.
Because, you know, people, when it comes to this freedom of speech, people be thinking that you're going at, listen, my husband is barbecue, and he is not worried about
Donald James Trump.
What I want to do is let's get into some Juneteenth. Let's get into some celebrate. Let's get into some what not to do for Juneteenth. I'm going to start with LB. LB creative. LB, what do you feel like people should not do on Juneteenth?
What people should not do for Juneteenth? It comes to the barbecue with some potato salad and raisins in it. Let's not do that.
We're just not gonna let that go.
LB, I thought about you today, right? Went to ATB. I won't be some potato salad tomorrow, but I don't feel like boiling no potatoes and doing all that. So I went to ATB and bought me some potato salad. And it's in my refrigerator. It's in my refrigerator chilling right now.
As soon as you get here, I'm going to dump some raisins over in it.
No.
How you feel about it? You got so quiet. It's all tough
down,
look.
He got nerves. That's what happened. He clenched up.
Oh, my God.
Raisins and potatoes.
Okay, Ray. Juneteenth, what should people not do?
Look, if you're going to somebody's house, for Juneteenth, don't come in there empty-handed. Bring some food with you.
Oh, my. Well, some people need to bring plates, cups, and plastic forks and spoons. They don't need to bring
all the time.
You know, or some canned drinks.
Let me explain something to you, too. Let me just tell you what my not to is.
What's your not to?
Don't care your ass. Don't carry your behind out them people house with a stack of cup to go plates. Get you one and get in the car.
Oh my God! No! Get you one, get in the car, and drive off.
And drive it. Yeah, don't be stacking them in the car and come back in and get another.
Because you know what they do? Come back in the door.
Exactly.
They go around the room and greet everybody and go back in the kitchen as if Aunt Ethel then forgot
that she fixed you.
Well, she fixed you a meat plate, a dessert plate, and a vegetable plate.
Right, and you just took them all in the car.
And now you back.
Now you want another plate.
And come back to my, I forgot to get one for my mama.
Your mama should have came.
all the time.
And since she didn't, we not going to worry about her.
We not going to worry about
her. Pour out a little barbecue sauce for the homies who ain't here.
Exactly.
That's what we going to do. You hear me, Ray? Pour out a little barbecue sauce for the homies who ain't here. That's it. They like to fall down. Just dap a little bit of barbecue sauce. That's all they need.
That's
what Christmas folks do.
Oh, all right, Mary B. What should people not do for Juneteenth?
You have to wear red, black, and green. No red, white, and blue.
Oh yes, I like that. Me and my honey say we are going to wear African colors or straight up black. Ain't nobody playing.
Yes.
And then on July the 4th, we ain't wearing none of that.
Yeah.
Let me explain something. Let me just explain something. The way I feel about this situation. Juneteenth is a day that black folks can put in their heritage and hang their hat on the day that we were emancipated in the South.
Yeah.
Now, we had already been free up north. Up north and in other places in the country. But it did not make it till Galveston, Texas, until June the 19th when it was read that we were freed as slaves.
Right.
And that is a symbolic day that we can hang on to and use, just like the you know, them other people use the 4th of July. They want to tell us that's Emancipation Independence Day. Well, it was Independence Day for them.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to understand, at the time in 1776 or whatever it is, that it was spirit of 1776.
Yeah.
But back then, black folks were not even considered human beings.
Wow.
We were treated as property. We were treated as less than. You weren't even, they still were thinking that a black man had a tail if he didn't have his pants on, the tail would be hanging out. So we were treated less than they would have treated a monkey or a dog. So you want me to celebrate a day in which I was nothing but that, it has been symbolic of nothing but persecution to my people, and you want me to celebrate that and cheer that on as a celebrated holiday? And in 1776, and here it is, almost 2026, and we still fighting racism and other battles of racism and inequality.
They still
hanging up in the trees
and
killing us in the streets, kneeling on our necks, and all that. And you want me to celebrate with you? Boy, hush. You going to make me rile up, wear up, and cock this hammer back. Keep playing with me.
Oh, my honey is off the chain.
I'm actually glad you explained that, because you got some black people that didn't even know what Juneteenth was.
They didn't know it.
Yeah,
I've had some people
that
had no clue what Juneteenth was.
2.5 years.
Let me explain something, Ray. We are one of the most uneducated, uninspired to learn knowledge for ourselves, race of people on this earth. Now, we actually are the smartest race on this earth, but we choose to do things that would neutralize our brain.
We don't want to
tap into our intelligence. We don't want to tap into our hidden, gifts and talents that we have. God has gifted us as a people. We are the chosen people. Let's not get it twisted. When they talk about in Egypt, the chosen people, they talk about us, black folks.
Exactly.
That's who they talking about. That's who God led out of Egypt. Black folks, the modern day black man.
You said it to somebody today. Oh my God, the prejudice of racist Christians.
The Bible will tell you, because of where those people were, because of the region there was nobody there at the time that could have been those people except black people.
Black people.
That's it. You got, and history will tell you that.
Yeah.
History also tells you that the original man was a black man.
The bones
that they found in the Tigris and Euphrates River, the oldest bones ever dated, were from a black person.
And let's not talk about the pharaohs and when they preserved them bodies and all that kind of stuff. The noses. See, they didn't want to see.
They blow
see,
them noses
them
off them. That's why they got all those sphinx with the nose blown off. Because the white people came and saw those wide noses and knew that those were monuments to black people, and they blew the noses off to hide the fact. Let me tell you something. Our history has been rewritten so many times.
So many. We've been written right out of it.
And they write us right. Because the thing is, it's written by them other folks. And we are so quick, and we are so quick to adhere to it.
And the crazy thing about it is,
and diminish our own pride in history, to is ridiculous.
Now, okay, y'all. Now, y'all know I'm gonna take this. I'm gonna
food
take
check,
this right food, food check. I'm gonna go another place. Okay, Uncle Ben, and Jemima, and what's the other one? Oh my God, and Jemima. And Mrs. Butterworth.
Yeah, Miss Butterworth.
About to get a new name. Somebody weigh in. Somebody talk to me.
Yeah, I heard about it, but I really don't. Yeah, I heard about that today. I actually heard about the other two today. I heard about what's her name? Aunt Mama first, and the other two. I didn't hear about them until recently. So, yeah, I heard about them. Crazy.
Yeah. Well, I think it's long overdue, you know. Go ahead.
Yes.
Was that you, Mary?
Yes, yes. And then they were talking about, like, they showed the old products, and I was asking my mom about it because she was born in 51, and she was talking about, like, the old products, like, that had, like, the black face on it or the product. It was called N-Word Boy. And stuff like that on the actual, that was the name brand. So they were saying,
wow,
like, Aunt Jemima was like a step up from what the actual brands were.
Yeah. Yeah. Lord Jesus. Wow. It's about time. It's about time, but it still ain't going to, but changing the label on the Aunt Jemima bottle is not going to stop these cops from killing our sons. And I don't.
Right.
And
so, right.
You know, I understand that everybody's trying to just make atonement. They need to send some payments out, some real ones, and give these black folks their land back. They need to get the Indians their land back. They need to, they've been robbing people culture for years. And you think that you, just because you changed the label on some rice, that I'm about to get just, I'm going to be ecstatic and falling on the floor like we finally got reparations? No. Come on. And Jemima, come on. For real? Listen, go ahead and do that. No. I'm for real. Listen, that stuff is going around. I'm more of a person that say, y'all like to do the little stuff to deflect from the big, from what we're really talking about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You like to say, give them a biscuit, give them some food, give them some food stamps, give them $1,200. Let's get them quiet. Let's shut them up. Because we don't want to change. Why? Because they have been making millions. Millions.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Millions. Modern day slaves.
The trillions have
been around forever.
But let me explain something to y'all.
You can't because you're that far from the phone.
Okay, well, here I come. I promise you, I'm coming. I need everybody to hear what I'm about to say.
I told y'all, soon I seen you talking something else.
Ray, I want your input on this, Ray. So I want you to bend your ear and listen to what I'm about to say.
I got you.
There is a old saying. How you stop a monkey from chasing? Throw something shiny on the ground.
Oh,
that $1,200 was the shiny thing they threw on the ground.
Yep.
And we stopped and looked down, and they took off.
That's your mama.
And they kept on going. See, that's an old adage. If you want a monkey, if you ever getting chased by a monkey, just throw something shiny on the ground.
And
when you stop and look at it, you can take off. He ain't going to catch you. You'll get a good head start. So that's what they did with us with that little $1,200. That was a shiny thing they thought. They always do something to distract us.
And the next thing you know,
we quiet again.
And you can't afford to do that right now. While everything is high, everything, go ahead and do everything you need to do. Go ahead and make your statement. Go ahead and do your peaceful protest. Go ahead and do what you need to do. Listen, and stop and patronize black business. But before I get on my on my whole pedestal about this black business. Black businesses need to do business right.
Right.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
God.
That's right.
Look, right. Look, can I talk about something?
Right.
Can I talk about
Let me get some people's point of view.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, because
go ahead, Ray. I heard you.
I said, that's right, because black businesses need to do what's right, because I know of some right now, and it's bad to say, of a business here in my hometown, black-owned, second-in-command is black. Everybody black except for when you get down to this other lady. But anyway, when it comes to doing the work, these guys got these black guys working for them. They work for them. They do business with other white people. But when you're not paying your black people, but you pay the white people, that's a problem.
That's a problem.
Because you black owned and you got people working for you. Like, for an example, some people that's working for them jump out their way. You know, you come to them and say, we need this, we need that. It gets done. But when pay comes, nothing. I don't understand. I'm not understanding.
I put in my time,
like
I did my work,
right.
Give me my money.
Right.
Like you said, these black businesses, they need to do right.
Yeah, they need to do right. And it's amazing how we as black people are always looking for a hookup. We want a hookup.
Right.
And then it really disturbs me as Christians how we looking for a hookup. We want a hookup. We don't want to pay for nothing. We want to say, well, the Lord said it's mine. He also talk about finances. And he also talk about being able to pay for it. He also talk about integrity, being a steward over what he gives you. We try to use the God, say, name it and claim it. Yeah, and pay for it. If he going to put your
right.
attention on it, guess what? He can give you the funds to pay for it.
That's right. That's right.
Why would you go into a small business, a small black business, and expect something for free just because you are a child of God, or just because you family, or just because... Yes, we do need to patronize black business. But black business
needs
to do business.
Right, and not just be black. All right, you black, but you ain't doing business. Look here, let me explain something to y'all.
Go ahead, JD.
We have a lot of black businesses who are ethical with their
right.
own people, right? The
right.
thing, and what I mean by that is this. I know some, personally. Craftsmen, you know, home improvement type guys and stuff like that, and repairmen and all that. When they go to a white person's house, they give it they all.
Give it they all because they care about what the white folks think of.
Right. But when it comes
right.
to doing work for our own people, we'll give them a that or do. We'll go over there and patch their stuff up. We don't go
right.
over there and get them the full Monty, as they say.
Yeah.
The full. The whole meal deal, you know what I'm saying? We want to give them a bad to do.
Yeah.
Or I come back and finish that. You know, they take off on you in the middle of the damn job, and you don't see them for, you know, I'm talking about their own personal experience.
Yeah, I feel
you come and tell me that you're going to come back and fix something, and I don't see you for 3 weeks. What the hell I was
right.
supposed to be
and
doing for them 3 weeks?
Child, they got all kinds of
right, you got more excuses.
No.
Look, like my dad used to say, you got more excuses than a nigga going to jail. You know, when you get ready
you know,
to go to jail, Negroes come up with all kinds of excuses.
Go ahead.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And black people need to support things like Juneteenth, for an example. I know some black people
right.
here in this town right now. They won't support Juneteenth. They won't go. If they have a Juneteenth festival, they won't do it. But when the white folks throw what they call a Market Street festival for the white people, they
right,
go to that.
Come.
I asked them, I said, why y'all don't support blacks? Y'all don't go to Juneteenth, but y'all go to these white folks' stuff. Well, it be too much fighting and stuff. I said, the last time I went, it wasn't no fight. Yeah, they be fighting and doing this and that. I said, so you'd rather spend your money with these white folks than you would to support these black folks. I said, something ain't right with that. That picture's not right.
Let me explain something to you. White folks get drunk and fight, too.
All
I have been to their events. I have been to their events where they be out there fighting, dragging each other through the mud and everything else. They get
all
you
the
flip with my wife.
They get a different kind of drunk than we do. where you think the term white boy wasted come from? They get wasted. They fall out. They get drunk. That's when they stop, when they fall and hit the floor. Yeah, we gonna leave when we know we can barely make it home on the drive. White boys stay there 2-4 drinks after that. Not
they
us. We got to go home. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
But you know all what? Right. We all know. Let's hear Mary B and LB.
Input.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hear your input, y'all.
Well, I'm gonna see what Mary B got to say about this, because when I say some, we're gonna kind of change the topic up a little bit too. So Mary, you got something to say about it?
Yeah, but it was more about.
Larry, you feel like we picking on you or something? Larry, you think we picking on you?
You said what?
I said, you think we picking on you or something? You need a hug?
No, picking on me never.
Well, I was going to say, I'll hug you. Never mind. I'll hug you. When you get down here.
Come on, Mary B. Come
when
on.
When you get down here, I'll hug you, big dog.
Come on, Mary B.
It was more like when you were saying all the money that was made literally with like the new found slaves, which I wanted to also bring up with my brother. He's incarcerated down in Beeville, Texas, and mm-hmm. his dad, because he's from New York, his dad is in New York, and he was calling down because he hasn't heard like no letter, no phone call, and he has like all his money on the phone for him, because that's the person that he's able to communicate with. And they've been on lockdown because so many prisoners have died from the COVID, and they have them literally where they can't make phone calls. They're not sending letters out, like nothing's moving, and they just have them
right.
still in there.
Wow.
So is that they're still making money?
You have to understand the proximity that those guys are in with each other. Those prisons are packed. So if one
right.
person who leaves that prison and goes out and comes back in with it, you know, if you got those guards going in and they're in close proximity with those guys, all it takes is one infected person to come in that prison, and it's all over the prison.
Right.
I think
your nonviolent crimes, like everybody's getting to come home early. But still, like, that's so many sick people that's going to be out, you know, like, and the ones that, like, there's people that's passed, they had to get the bodies and things out, they've seen all that. Like, it's been, like, a horrible experience all the way around.
Wow.
Well, let me explain something to you. I'm just going to tell you from the way, you know, I'm still JD the barber. I can't help it. I'm going to tell you something about the prison system. I don't wish the prison system on anybody. Let me preface what I'm about to say with that. I don't wish the prison system on anybody. But after being in prison for some time myself, being in there with those guys, I'm glad we have penitentiaries. There are some people who literally need to be in them. I do not want them next door to me and my wife. I'm sorry. That's just how I am. It is a necessary evil. I'm sorry, say again?
She said she agreed with that.
Yeah, it's a necessary evil. I really have no other idea what to do with those people who are in the situation that they are in, you know, with the mindset. Let me tell you something. I was in penitentiary. I'm finna put y'all in my business, right? I was in TDC for 2 years. I had a 2-year sentence. I did 9 months of it and got parole and came home. I went to TDC for selling bootleg movies. They gave me a 2-year jail sentence for selling bootleg movies to make money. I was selling them out of my barbershop, and I got caught riding down the street in my car with 1,800 movies in the trunk of my car. That's what I went to TDC for. Now, here I am. Let's fast forward. I'm in TDC. I get shipped to prison in Palestine, Texas. I'm in here for selling bootleg movies. I'm sleeping next to a guy who caught his wife cheating, came home, killed his wife, killed a dude she was cheating with, raped his own daughter, and set the house on fire. And I sleep next to this cat. Now you tell me who's in jeopardy, and do you want him next door to you staying where you are? So I'm just telling you the situation that we are in as a society. Yes, prison is something bad, but prison is something that's necessary. Should I have been sleeping next to this cat? Should I have been fearing for my life for somebody who got the mentality to do what he did? And he say he did it, and we'll do it again. And you think I want him next door to me and my wife? He might get mad because I didn't cut my grass on time and come across him, and I end up fighting with him or stab me or something. I don't want that cat around me.
I don't want him around you either, honey.
Exactly. So I understand what you're saying, Mary B., but we have to look at things from different angles.
You did all that Mary B. said, though?
Right, I did.
What you got?
You're talking about the COVID-19 situation with prison system.
Okay.
I understand. Like I said, what else they going to do with it? They can't let everybody out.
All right. Okay. Anybody else on the top?
Okay. I'm going to go back to my original topic before Mary B. just changed the whole conversation.
I got
okay,
Karen
what's
there.
On
there?
What's
I'm
on
Larry, and you better go ahead and say it.
I wanted to talk about what we were talking about with the black businesses because I found out something that was very disturbing towards me. First off, I found out that right there in Houston, Texas, they burned down a black-owned business in the whole looting thing. And I'm very upset about it because what I understand, they had the best prices on crawfish in the whole city. So I'm very upset that they simply burned their cafe down.
Now, are you upset that they burned down a black business, or are you upset because you can't get them crawfish?
I think he meant
I'm upset.
Come on, be honest.
First vote. I'm upset with
you saying. At least you're honest.
I'm honest.
You know what I'm saying?
At least you're
also,
honest about it.
And then here's what got me, too. Here's what I didn't know. I did not know they were trying to gentrify the Third Ward area. So now, instead of calling it Third Ward, they want to call it the Museum District. Did y'all know about that?
Yeah, they've been doing that. They actually, no, what they did was they actually have what they used to be called. Let me tell you what they did also that you probably know. The area that was called Fourth Ward is now considered Midtown. They call it Midtown now. They're trying to get rid of all of the ward names. That's associated with black neighborhoods. So they're trying to get rid of that. See, I don't know. I'm going to take you over here when you come down this weekend. I'm going to take you over on Emancipation is what they call it now. But it used to be Dowling. And I don't know if you remember, you know, you may not be old enough, but Dowling used to be the Dowling area in Third Ward used to be the black downtown. All your pimps, players, and hustlers and preachers shopped in Third Ward on Dowling, which is now Emancipation. Across from Emancipation Park is a place called Wolf's Pawn Shop. Wolf's was a place where you might see a preacher in there and a pimp buying the same pair of shoes. Them now, as they used to say, now later gators.
Now, does the shoe make the pimp or the preacher, or does the preacher make the shoe? I just need to know.
No. See, you got to understand something. When you are a player, when you are a pastor, there is a very thin line in between. They got to have the same kind of personality.
Thin line?
They got to have, let me tell you something, a pimp and a preacher got the same personality.
Oh, my God.
One is using his, they got the same charisma, the same enthusiasm about life. They both have the same characteristics. One is just using his in the pulpit. The other one is using his in the cabinet.
Well, I got to be careful that I don't be a pimp.
Right, because you could be. You got the mentality to be one. You know you be pimping me. You going to jail for pimping and pandering. Yes, Lord. Pimping and pandering is a crime, man.
Okay.
Baby.
Oh, my God.
How many times have you asked me where your money at? How many times have you come out of your mouth and
baby,
said, where my money at?
Baby, I'd like to see you pay for me.
It's the truth.
Baby, don't you need to go check on what's up?
Oh,
on.
Now you want to get rid of me.
I don't want to get rid of you. I just want to
praise the Lord.
On.
Praise the Lord.
All right.
But like
okay,
I said,
we got 12 minutes left on the show. I want to do anybody got any topics before I give our last the last question?
LB, we're going to third war when you get down here, baby.
Peerage.
I'm taking you to third war. We're going on the grand tour. Yeah,
let's go.
We got a little riding to do.
Ray, you want
to
say anything before I get into our last question?
Well, I was just going to say about the incident where he said, LB said that they burned down the black business. Don't assume the black people did it. Because you know they're putting white people in place to do a lot of this drama.
Exactly.
Yes, they are.
They put a lot of white people in place to burn. Because the guy that got shot, we had a cop in Atlanta, they said a white girl burned down their window.
Yeah, they incite.
Wow.
They inciting the riots.
Rosewood.
They incite the riots. They want the
right.
the fanaticism, the excitement, the aura of us and chaos. They want that mixed together. They want that. See what they're trying to do is write the narrative for us. Yeah, they're trying
right.
to write our narrative
yeah.
for us. We're not
we
adhering. Exactly. It'll happen. Exactly. It's been done before. This is nothing new.
Okay, last question. Let's end the show on a lighter note. Name a movie between your childhood and now that moved you to want to know more about your black history. Just name a movie, top of your head. Name a movie.
Roots.
Okay.
Yeah, Roots made me want to explore, because let me tell you I just want to explain something that black people need to understand.
Go ahead.
The reason why it incited me to want to know more, I mean, they only focused on it for a brief moment at the very beginning of Roots.
Right.
But I wanted the people to understand that our history did not start with slavery.
Mm.
They came and grabbed them guys out of the village, caught Kunta while he was out hunting. He was one of the, you know, he was a little war. They had warriors and all that. We were kings, queens, princes, warriors, hunters, gatherers. We were all that before we were black slaves.
Mm.
So yep. people need to dive into that part of our history and go back. You can go all the way back to Egypt, which is in Africa. If people don't know, black people don't even know that. Some of them, I promise you. But
okay.
we go all the way back to that. And we were pharaohs and kings and queens.
Exactly.
So we need to get that part of our history and our spirit and quit being so defeated.
All right, Ray, what movie did you see?
Back in the day, only really movie that kind of made me wonder why people would hate us, you know, be like something like Mississippi Burning.
They used to beat
the brakes off us in Mississippi Burning. So, you know, always like, why do you white folks hate us? So I've been called the N-word even when I was a kid, walking across the street. So, you know, I've always wondered why they hate us, but, you know, I know now.
Yeah.
Okay, LB, what you got?
Man, okay.
I love when you say that.
You know what? You know what? My movie was Malcolm X. Malcolm X did it for me.
Yeah.
Growing up, watching Malcolm X really made me want to read more and learn more about my culture.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right, Mary B., what you got?
The movie that I always, when I was younger, I wanted to, like, made me more want to dive in more was Eve by You.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
That's a good one.
That's a good
Because on my Juneteenth, I'm watching black movies
all
day long.
Come on.
Now, the movie that sticks in my head, and now it's a lot of them, but the main one, well, it's two I'm battling with, but I'll just throw them both out there. Miss Jane Pittman.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Jane Pittman. And you remember Little Boy King? Give up, what's it? Don't give up your dream. Remember that? He played, who was that star that played that movie? Little Boy King.
I can't remember.
But anyway, it was those two movies. Because I always wonder what got into this black man to want to lead such a cold-blooded movie.
Right.
And what is so different about us that we can't get it together and lead a movie?
Where have all the black leaders gone? Where are they? I mean, let me explain.
They only come out for cameras.
But let me explain something to you. Where is T.D. Jakes? Where is all these black mega church pastors? You want me to tell you what's going on with that? I'm going to leave y'all with this. I think I'm lying. Check it out.
Okay.
The government pays these black mega churches to shut the hell up. Don't get in the movement. Because let me tell you something. If T.D. Jakes was to raise up and start a movement with all those members that he have right now, influential black, all those influential, well-funded blacks were to get together just from his congregation and start a movement.
Come on.
Brother, it'll be a wave started from Dallas.
Jamal Bryant.
But the thing is, the government funds these black mega churches through taxes, tax breaks, and all of these payments that they get, grants and all that, to shut the hell up and stay out of the movement. Y'all chew on that and get back to me next week. That's all I got to say. That's J.D. the Barber. Signing off.
You're listening to 219 The Talk.
I'm signing off. Hey. Brand new draws and all. I'll let y'all. I got some ribs to take care of. Y'all have a good one. Happy Juneteenth to my black folks. Let's get it in, baby. And try not to get no barbecue sauce in your hair.
All right. Come on, Ray. Go sign up for this evening.
Hey, this trainer Ray. Thank y'all for joining us tonight at 219 The Talk. Come on back again and join us next Thursday. Come hear me tomorrow on Saturdays at 12 o'clock noon. Here's from Trainer Ray. Have a great evening.
All right. Come on, Mary B and LB, sign off tonight.
Hey, y'all. I hope everybody had an awesome Thursday. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your Juneteenth weekend. Make sure you only wear red, green, and black. No red, white, and blue. And make sure you're following me on It's Me, Mary B. And also make sure you're following our YouTube channel.
All right. I'm excited. This is LB ain't signed off. I'm sorry, baby. Go ahead.
No, you good.
Wait,
you
LB.
Good.
I think somebody want to say hi to you. Loretta. Hey, LB.
What's going on, Miss Loretta? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Go ahead and sign off. She left me here to deal with it. Go ahead.
Miss Loretta, you got to be distracted now, Miss Loretta. I don't even know. I got to be blessed over here.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Go ahead, you young whippersnapper. Go ahead and sign off for us tonight.
Hey, everybody, thank y'all for tuning in. Once again, it's your boy LB, San Antonio. Hope y'all have a great weekend, because I know I will. And I want everybody to just enjoy themselves. Turn up. It's Juneteenth weekend, baby.
Juneteenth weekend. All right, it's Juneteenth weekend. Y'all remember, don't become a slave like your ancestors in your mind. Stay
Amen.
Free. God wants you free. He wants you free. He wants you to be able to go and buy
you
your crackers and cheese whenever you want to buy your crackers and cheese without somebody telling you you can go buy your crackers and cheese. You want to stay free. You want to stay free. Now, I want to do a quick commercial for Clear Vision because we got to pay the bill. Now, if you want to decrease your cable bill, I need for you to go to clearvisionmedia1.com. Go on over there and check out what they got for you, okay? If you have been paying high cable calls, if you've been paying Clear Vision Media One.com. Okay? If you have been paying a high table bill, listen to Miss Loretta today, baby. You is tripping. Okay? Them young folks say you is tripping. You is tripping. Okay? They double up because they trying to let you know that you're dumb. Okay? All right. So, Clear Vision Media One.com. I'm just saying, this has been 219 to talk. JD the ball man step back in the building. That means I got to go. Because we don't get along. I can't stand it.
Get on out of here,
We got to go. I ain't even finna let you mess with my spirit today. The Lord has been good to me. Goodbye.
Oh, 219. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. 219 to talk. Let's go. 219. Yeah, 219. Yeah, 219 to talk. 219. 219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. 219. Yeah, you running your mouth.